From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the features of being a representative body is that there are many tasks that go on that we members away from the centre of activity don't usually get to look at close up. This was brought home to me earlier in the week when a post from the WIA appeared and pointed the way to an article posted on the WIA website. Within our clubs, there may be websites and social media accounts to administer, along with the usual functional and statutory tasks that pertain to any club. Reporting to the membership as well as regulatory bodies such as the Sporting Code Administration and the Registrar of Incorporated Associations are necessary to keep a local branch going. With radio clubs associated with the Wireless Institute of Australia, it is just a matter of keeping up the details on the WIA web and recording the membership details to obtain the discount priced club insurance, pretty much. Obviously, depending on your club size and activities, there might be much more behind-the-scenes organisation. The WIA represents the whole Australian amateur cohort in the administrative structure that starts with the United Nations, through the International Telecommunications Union to the International Amateur Radio Union, and thence to the Region 3. Locally, it is with the Australian Communications and Media Authority as the government regulator of the local rules and regulations, and the various international treaties that the WIA fulfills a national role. What this means is there is a core of knowledgeable people who are depended upon to advise the WIA board and represent the WIA at meetings and conferences. Not only are the face-to-face and teleconferences, but there are reams of documents to glean and papers to prepare and agree the content within. People bring a level of expertise to these tasks, and many have years of experience in their professional roles, and it is ultimately you and I who share the benefits of this background work. We've seen this year that the ACMA have released several papers which have related to amateur radio, and they are seeking more input, as I gather, from the WIA post I first mentioned. To the busy people who have been committed to gathering opinion and formulating the formal responses, I must say a very heartfelt thank you. Your work has not gone unnoticed, and the late nights and conferences are appreciated by your fellow amateurs. To the listeners, I recommend you check the news on the WIA website, as you will find information and updates which aren't included in the broadcast bulletins. On a personal note, I would like to see a daily digest of links emailed to members and subscribers. Hint, hint. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.